Now the Maisers are doing a very quick secret from Maisers, what we said yesterday. Mukta machmas chisoloin kis means I take something which I am makbid on, makbid not to use it for anything else, that becomes so mukta, it is us a gomel to move on Shabbos, there is no heter to move on Shabbos. And we said, for example, what does that mean? A passport is a mukta machmas chisoloin kis. Because everyone's mapping in their passport. No one's going to start using their passport for all sorts of things, because otherwise you lose it, it costs a lot of money. Who has it if someone has a digital camera, someone has an iPod, someone has an expensive pen, whatever it may be, to take something that the etzem is mukta and to be mapping not to use it and not allow people to use it any other way, that's mukta machmas chisoloin kis, and the leila, that is usur to move. Now, we also said, that for example, things that are 100% mukta, by you being makbid, will not turn it into a mukta machmas chisoloin kis. For example, if someone has a fork, that will not turn it into a mukta machmas chisoloin kis, because it's something which is be'etzem mutter. However, a picture on the wall, the Mishnah Berurah says, is a mukta machmas chisoloin kis, therefore it falls off, Rabbi said, there's no heter to replace it. Who has in a huge cupboard, if it moves, you cannot move it, because why? The yachid, no,
what is
again?
This is the last cupboard you wrote down.
A huge cupboard?
Yeah.
What do you use it for?
Well, you could use it for stuff like, you know, to block the door.
Hey, you mean you actually move all the time? Could be, that would be different.
I
mean,
that's a person who is a mukta machmas.
In other words, for example, he's got his plane ticket. Now, most people are mapping on their plane ticket, not to put them in their pocket, start using them to underline his Gemara. You're mapping on them, right? That means a plane ticket is a mukta machmas chisoloin kis. Therefore, how do you pay it also?
You just reprint
it. I'm on the computer. No, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the olden day ones.
You're old.
I'm a bit old. This is right. Really, no one has this anymore. Seriously?
You have to print it off. You can reprint thousands of times.
Very good. You guys are saying about the Enoch and Avi. If that's the case, then to take a printed piece of paper from the internet, and if that's on your bed, the mice, that's not going to be mukta of machmas chisoloin kis. We also, what about plain paper? Plain writing paper in the olden days was very expensive. People were very mapping on it. If that's the case, it's a mukta machmas. Nowadays, the voice can say, like Rabbi Yishai said, we make paper aeroplanes from paper. But then the people are also mapping on their paper, and therefore, it is Madai going to be Namota? Teach me after the Issa. Okay,
everybody. Be careful what you say.
What's that?
Well, you have to be careful what you say. When it comes to Shaduchim, people are going to hear the Shir and say, oh, Yishan is a paraphrase. Don't want him.
Okay. We hope that your future Shaduchim will not be listening to the Shiurim online. Okay, everybody. Now, continuing. All electrical appliances, if you are mapped on them and you don't allow it to be used for any other thing, that's automatically a mukta machmas chisoloin kis inside. Who has in? If somebody bought something, he bought himself a baseball cap, and then he puts it on Shabbos, he says, hey, guy, doesn't go, it's too small. Don't go, right? The jet, they lost, I don't want a jet hat, I want to get another one. So what am I going to do? I'm going to give it back to the shop. I'm going to give it back to the store on Sunday, and the mail that I didn't want. Rabbi said, what din does this have? This is the chayra, could be. A din of chayra, and the mail that I'm not going to use it, because otherwise I'm not going to give me my money back.
Right.
Mail, it's awesome.
Right, so electric devices that you don't...
If you're mapping on them, it bothers you not to use them in any other way, the sabbat is mukta. Okay, Rabbi said, we now stop. Okay, now the other example of us. You buy tzitzis. Now tzitzis string, you buy the tzitzis, the beggars, and the strings separately. What din do the strings have? The din of the strings are what? Mukta machmas chisoloin kis. What's the chat? Because I don't want to use my strings for anything else, otherwise I'll ruin them. The mela, the din of the strings, very important. I mean, if you have the strings on your bed, now not tied yet to the beggars, to shayla mukta machmas chisoloin kis. Okay, we're going to move on now. Next. That was chelik aleph of the condition of boyer, of mukta. Okay, next. Kli shemalachtoi le'issa. Big underline, type it up. Big underline. Kli shemalachtoi le'issa. Now, we have raised the etzim from Gemara's Kuf Chavdan of Aleph in Shabbos that if you have a kli shemalachtoi le'issa, it is vadai mukta. Now, there are hetayim, you should know this is the one type of mukta that's very makel. One of the most cool of the types of mukta we have is a kli shemalachtoi le'issa. Why? because the Gemara, but Etzem is a shiny in the Gemara, but we pass in the law, right? She has the Gimel, that a Kli Shemalach and the Issus can be moved, the Tzorif Gufay, the Tzorif Mekayvay. That means, I will explain each one individually, Mamish Gavonik, of what Azkan, we're going to say like this. If you have the Kli Shemalach and the Issus, and it's on the table, and you need to eat there right now, so I'm allowed to move it. That means I can pick it up and move it. Now, but don't pass connect this, because we're going to see different cheetahs. Why? Because it's in my way. Who I did, if I take a hammer, which is better than a creature around the Issa, and I need it to smash my walnut open, it's about the mutter, because I need it to show you goof. Now, I just said this very quickly, but we will explain. We need to know what's considered a creature around the Issa, because this is the most makal type of mukta, and it's a type of mukta that we're allowed to move very, very often. So Betzemazoi, there are four types of a kli shemalach doi le'isa, Rabbi Sai. Four types of a kli shemalach doi le'isa. Type number one, Rabbi Sai, is something be'etzem that is used for Issa. Anything that's used for Issa itself, that's a kli shemalach doi le'isa. For example, let's take, for example, a sieve, right, a strainer. We put the pasture in, the water falls down. That's a kli shemalach doi le'isa. Why? Because it's used for doing Issa. That's what you do. You do Issa, you do boiler. We kill you, someone's on fucking shackles, right? It's a minute, remainder. If somebody would touch one of those things, that's a kli shemalach doi le'isa. That means if it's in your way, there's a hazard to move it. Okay. Or what I did, if you want to use it for something mutter, it's also mutter. There's another one. How about, the rabbi said, you have those candles, the wax, the oil candles, it goes in a glass cup. What din does that glass cup have? Zut the poiskim, that's a kli shemalach doi le'isa. Why? Because the function of this thing is one, is to help me do Issa. What's to help me do Issa? To hold the oil, to hold the flame. Therefore, the shemesh of this item helps me to do Issa is also included. However, I would say, a wallet. What's a wallet? Now, wallet's not right? What's Issa about wallets? Or a wallet is made for what? For storing money. And money is mutzah. Therefore, the wallet becomes what? Kli shemalach doi le'isa. Therefore, if you have it, it's mutzah. Now, a wallet is cooler, so no. But number one, a wallet is a kli shemalach doi le'isa. Why? Because it holds mutzah. Next one, I say, number three. How about if you have a kli shemalach doi le'isa daim? It's a kli that's hold mahus is issa. For example, you have an alarm clock. I plugged in alarm clock to the wall. What then does that have? Kli shemalach doi le'isa. Why? It's not doing any issa. What's issa? I'm not to look at it. No! You have to look at the time. I'm out of. So what's the chance? That is, how does this alarm clock work? By taking what? Chashmal, electricity from the wall. Electricity from the wall is us on Shabbos, right? Mimela, the whole mahus and the function of this item is under the issa. Therefore, we consider the kli shemalach doi issa. Therefore, it will be heterium to move it. The first thing I have to know, number one, when? Number four, I say, we're holding. Something which is better, I'll give you an example. What's an ironing board? Ironing board is mutra asa.
Is it useful?
Phone book. Mutra asa.
Mutra.
Zoom shlem zalm. It's a kli shemalach doi issa. What do you use a phone book for?
For
addresses. Not really.
It's called a phone book.
Therefore, when I want to look up a phone number, I open it up and I quote through a phone call. Therefore,
there's no use for
our travels. Right. I have a use also.
What
look up addresses, like you said, like someone was saying. And the Hanami, there is a head to use it. We'll speak about that in 1 minute. Give me 1 minute. But Etzem, the Olim is masking, right? Shlomo Zalman was the God of Hador. And Shlomo Zalman said that when you have a phone book is miyuchad be'ika. For Issa. Why? It helps make a phone call.
Now they
don't use phone calls. Well, they used it to pop up your kids
by
the chairs. Yeah. Now we have to know. I like this. You're asking good. I was asking like this. How about... How about if you have something that's got two usages? For example, let's take a simple example. A hammer. Now, a hammer most of the time is used for what? Putting nails in the wall. Nails in the wall is chayiv mitzah. Why? Because it does...
Malacha.
drill.
Why not? Why not? Oh, I need a mentor, but I don't have one. Now, the Maisa, how about I use a hammer very often for motor things? For motor things, I want to make a noise for the bells, right? When the bells are banging, right? You want to make a noise! So, the Maisa, what then does that have? Zoop the bear, locha, we go bus a roif. Therefore, I say, if you have a utensil that is used for mutter and asa, of a roif is vouchers, it's for Issa, then we consider the klishu melachta in Issa. Who has things of the poiskim? If it's chatzi chatzi, if it's mamish chatzi chatzi, bechidish this, bechumrum, that the Maisa chatzi chatzi is also considered a klishu melachta in Issa. Mimela, if you have something which is used both for good and both for bad, both for Issa, both for Heta, if Rivish Damshus is for Issa, it's automatically a Kli Shemelachte, the Issa Rabbi Sai. Now, the Prima Gondor asked a bomb kasha. Rabbi Sai, let me ask like this. I bought myself a brand new hammer. Never used before. Mutu Asa. Never ever used before.
The master, the owner used
This hammer was never used before.
That's what you bought it for. What's your hammer?
What's it not coming to order bought it for?
It does, because that's also
the best. Yeah, but we go off the...
If you bought it to eat a chicken with, then it's fine. What is that to
hammer? The only mistake. The Prima Godin says that if you still have something which is better than used for Issa, even if it was never yet used for Issa, very important, it's considered a cliche malachtoi for Issa. Remainer, anything you buy a brand new phone, right? You never used it for a phone, you never plugged it in, you never put the electricity in. So what? That's considered a klishu malachtoi le'issa. Now, basically, when we discuss phones and these things, being a klishu malachtoi le'issa, you have to know if you're not mapping on it. For example, my phone over here, I'm not mapping on it. Therefore, if my phone was on my dining room table, and I need to eat right now, I can take it and pick it up and move it. Why? Because it's a klishu malachtoi le'issa, because it does write issa. Heter, it does, because I can see the time also. Ah, the Maisa, I need it, it's Tzoyeh! Good boy! Or it's Tzoyeh Makoymoy, I need it, Makoymoy, I need its place. I can go like this on Shabbos Kiddushah. I've done this many times, obviously, people have been shocked. You pick it up, and you move it. Now, the Shabbos, what is where do you move it to?
And if you were Mechabat,
we'll get to that. Again?
And if you were Mechabat, where do you have a Shinoi?
If you get it again?
If you were Mechabat, where?
Ah, you mean you're mapping on it?
Yeah.
Ah, so if you're mapping on it, then it's a big shayla. Then it's a mutu machmas sorry kiss, and therefore it could be a big shayla. There's any heter whatsoever to move it. We will get to believe it anyway. In other words, for example, this is my very expensive kosher phone. Yeah. I don't want anybody touching this phone. My kids, nobody's allowed about this phone. No. That means I'm mapping on it. It means I don't want anyone using it for the non-wrong purposes, and therefore it becomes not a cliche after Issa. It now has got a heimatrager of a mukta. The difference is like this. Remember, I said, don't understand the difference between the cliche Issa and the mukta machas showing gifts. A cliche will have to Issa, I'm allowed to move, and it's in the way. Of a mukta machas showing gifts, it's never allowed to move. Remember, you've got the dining table, too bad. Okay.
Why should it make a difference?
Because when you're mapping on it, it is a high madriga.
That's a mix.
There's no better for that.
Alright, Chassan Kiss makes the table also.
All bosses will get to that, but in it, you'll get to bosses, don't worry. And I don't like jumping. My mahalik generally is, I like to go up in the Seder, because if I should mix it up for big oil over here that I'm writing down notes, unfortunately, I don't want to stop anybody from getting everything clear over here, by saying. But I just like to remind the oilam, those that wishing to take tests tomorrow morning, I will be giving out a test for those that didn't take one already. You took one already? You took it already?
No, I got one.
So you'll take it, give it to you tomorrow. Basically, cash. Straight cash coming up. Straight cash. Monday now. Cash!
Yeah, whatever, you know, you can look inside.
No, looking inside, no cheating, no asking anyone about that. Again, Robert says, no, just thinking about cheating.
That's all
you
should do.
Yeah? Okay, Robert said, later. Yo!
You have to get 100.
No. No. Okay, Robert said, yo! Listen to this. Just hunt. What's the halacha? If I have a utensil that has absolutely no heter usage whatsoever. Mean, until now we're saying that at least we're after the Issa's world, something that's used for good and for bad, and there is a time to use for bad, and therefore it's a creature after the Issa, and therefore it's a creature after the Issa.
And
and then I had to move it to Gufoy from a Kaimri.
However, if I only use it for bad!
What's that offer?
For example, I might say a pen. I might say the marks are in China.
What then does it have? I would say it's a kli shemalachtoi l'issa. Why? Because this is used for writing. Writing is an issa that toy off on Shabbos.
Happens if I in Roshi, you can't be sure of that.
Now, the Maisa of the Maker China says, you said, what did the article to some issues or not? Yeah, what are you tying up? Is this got a heter usage?
For what?
Is there anything much you can do with this pen? No.
Scratch your
hair. Now, the Maisa of the can say that scratching your hair is not enough, it's not really a shield.
Is there anything, or what's it made for?
Oh, is it made for anything mutter?
It's not made for
anything. The Maisa! What are you doing with a pen? A pen is not used for anything mutter whatsoever! Some rishonim say no! Only if something's got a din of good and bad, and you use it mostly for bad, that's what is the din of a kli shemalachtoi. But when it's only got a usage for bad, then there's no heter bechal. Now we have to know, how do we paskin l'alocha? Most poskim paskin l'alocha to be makel. And we pass in halacha, think of it's got no head to use it whatsoever. It is! It's still a kli shemalachtoi issa. Oh, but the poskim say, Rabbi Yashub, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, many poskim say that the chatchila would try to be machmir. That means the chatchila, if you had something like a pen, or some poskim like an alarm clock has no head to use it whatsoever. If that's the case, if someone's got no head to use it, it could be it's not a kli shemalachtoi issa. A bit
schwer. Clock
next
to your bed, that's what you always use to
tell. Let's leave out the clock then. A pen, I like the idea of a pen. It's got no heti usage per cloud, right? Mela, an oven. An oven's got no heti usage per cloud. So maybe we consider the oven to be kishar, and it isn't that I can move it to my way? No! Oh, but the most, a person can be makel in a situation if he needs to do so. A few more minutes, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Now we know what a din of a kli shemalachtoi l'issa, right? The Oyla knows what a kli shemalachtoi l'issa is. A phone, pens, what else do we have? Cameras, if you're not mapping on it. What else do we have? No.
iPods.
What's that?
iPods,
if you're not mapping on it, want to map on it, it's mukta machzon kit. A lot of kitchen utensils, a lot of, anything that you think of, that the mics are not mapping on it, a lot of electrical machines, for example, could be a kli shemalachtoi l'issa. What do you do with the kli shemalachtoi l'issa? What are you allowed to do on Shabbos? So Be'etzim, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, you're allowed to do tzoyach gufoy, but tzoyach mekoyim. So let's go through one by one. What does tzoyach gufoy mean? Tzoyach gufoy means if I need this item somewhere else to use it itself, I'm allowed to use it on Shabbos. For example, Rabbi Yisai, this phone has a clock on it. So let's say, for example, I'm now going from this room to the Beis Medrash. I want to have, on Shabbos, a time. I don't have a clock on me, there's no watches, there's nothing in the Beis Medrash, there's no mazogen. And I want to make sure I know what time it is. Am I allowed to take my phone to the Beis Medrash on Shabbos?
If it's on your table, you need a specific table.
No, I'm not saying
that. You can use it only for the clock.
Ooh, saying good already. Put it aside for Shabbos. The etzem, the ikad in Rabbi Yisai. This is a kli shemalachtoi l'issa. And I need to use it for itself. And I use it all the time for the time. Right, brush it. All right.
It's wrong.
Every day, I don't go at 2007. I never know the date.
Now, the kids are...
There's Monday.
Well, we have to know what the date for, what do you know? That would be better, right? Now, I know Choshua Rav. That went to a very Choshua Israeli yeshiva. Rabbi said, Maisa Shahoya. A Choshua Rav went to an Israeli Choshua yeshiva. He gave a shea on Hilchos Shabbos. And he gave a shea on Hilchos Muktzah. And he said, Rabbi Yisai, you're allowed to take a phone on Shabbos to use it for the time. Why? Because if you normally use it for the time, that means it's a normal thing to
watch.
It's
like a watch.
It's like a watch for you. Go out! It's a kid on me! It's not
the first thing in
Mukta. Who?
It's not Shabbos.
Thing.
It's like, now walk
hot
fast on Shabbos.
Say the Behilet. No, good. Behilet, I'll give us a heter. Go to Kufis Mukta. Rabbi Yisai, I want to tell you a Maisa Shoya. This is Shiva. They give the shirin the next Shabbos every single bocher. Let's walk around with phones on Shabbos.
No, it doesn't matter.
Rubbish. It doesn't matter. Don't upset. He said, no.
Isn't that
he's
using it most for phone calls?
No. Yeah, very good. You're saying that's exactly the reason why it's a very good. That's exactly why it's a Klishim after Le'issa. Because it's Rosh Hashanah Le'issa. But why do you have a Klishim after Le'issa? You have to use it with Tzorich Gufay. This is the Tzorich Gufay!
So what's wrong?
What's wrong?
What's wrong with
the
bucket and walking around with it?
Let me ask another shayla. I have a pen on the table. Exactly. I want it sitting here right now. Right? Move the pen much faster.
Faster.
Why?
You don't have to move the pen.
It's so good for the coma, right?
Okay,
I'm sitting. Oh, I want to sit right there, right?
What's
it?
Why
don't
sit over here?
Go sit over here. Go sit over there! Wait, you sit over here, Dr. Nick. Says the Mr. Brewer, boy said
it's... If it's out the chair, let's see the chair. You let it move it.
Yes.
Yes.
But boy said this is one of the biggest Nakudas people make a mistake. Everyone knows you're allowed to move it. Please hold up, please. Too good for the coma.
Says the Mr. Brewer, hold on a minute.
That's only if you've got nothing else!
But if you've got something else, then it's awesome.
That's what you've got to watch!
How are you using a phone?
If you've got a nutcracker, how are you allowed to use a hammer? If you've got another seat to sit on, how are you moving the bed? But we said people make mistakes at every single Shabbos.
It's only when it's EF.
If you've got a Miss Mitzvah, it'll be awesome. And if you have a watch in your hand, it'll be awesome. And Rabotai, Abada. Again, if a person has another way out, he's required to do so, but it has with Moshe, not required to go out to the car, to go flying in Yeshiva to find the watch. If you haven't got one, not required. Example, there's no other seat but XM, there's a seat all the way in the other room, you're not required. You don't have to go through a lot of Tircha. But with a Raisa, that would be Mutter. But let's say again, Klishim after the Issa is something that's used really put on the Issa. A phone book is used really put on the Issa. An ironing board is used to go ironing. If it's in my way, it's Mutter to move it, if there's no other way of doing it.